Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with Lady Panthers winning head coach Megan Brinkman after their 64-35 win over visiting Marceline. Congratulations on a winter warming win, coach. How's it feel?
Feels good. I thought the girls played really well. I think we, you know, I told them it's a great opportunity to be able to play in such a, in front of a crowd like this on courtwarming night. It's pretty special. So I thought we used the energy really well. I thought we came out well. I thought we shared the ball. We hit some shots. I thought they had fun, and you know, that's the most important thing. So it feels good to walk away with a win.
Talk about positioning tonight. How were the girls moving for you?
Yeah, I thought they did a good job. They kind of ran a little bit of a different 2-3 zone. Their coverages were a little bit different, so we went over that. But, I mean, we got the ball where it needed to be, and I thought when we did that, we found our open shooters and scored pretty well. I thought, you know, we even missed some easy shots, but they were physical down there, and so we had to make sure that, you know, we stepped up and finished strong. But, again, we shared the ball extremely well and found the open person and then able to hit shots, and we did a good job.
Besides physicality, did Marceline bring anything else to the court that was on your radar?
Yeah, I mean, we knew 14 and 15 were pretty good shooters. You know, they had their first 9 points, I think, off threes. They had 12 points off threes in the first half out of 16. So we knew we had to guard them, just, you know, show a hand, contest really well. 30 is a really strong player. She kind of had some quick buckets inside to start the second half, so we had to make some adjustments there. You know, the offense that they run, it's fast. They back cut you. You know, they're able to score. But I thought we sat down. I thought we played really good defense. We made some adjustments, and then ultimately made it tough for them to score.
Speaking of scoring, Braylon Brunkhorst led Centralia unofficially with 16, Shelby Lewis with 12, and Morgan Ross with 8.
Yeah.
Was that the plan?
I mean, again,
is there a plan?
I think anybody, again, on the court has the ability to score. So anybody's night, you know, anybody can step up just depending, you know, what defensive it is, who's it's on. So I thought Braylon hit some open shots. I thought she was aggressive. You know, I'm really happy for Shelby to kind of step up and hit some big shots as well. You know, she had some big ones down low. Morgan, I thought, you know, obviously can shoot the three. Didn't make a three tonight, but all her points were off drives, which is great because that means she's being an all-around player. And again, we had kind of equal scoring from down the board, across the board, so that's always good to see.
Couldn't calculate it, but it looked like your free throw percentage was pretty good tonight.
It says we were 6 of 10. That's okay.
Okay.
But we got to the line 10 times. You know, I think we're struggling to get there a little bit, so it was good to see us get there at least 10 times. And so we got to continue to be aggressive, you know, offensive boards, shot fake, just go up strong. So that was good.
What is next for the Lady Panthers, coach?
Big week at Harrisburg tournament. Start off Monday versus Fulton. So we got to prepare for them. And, you know, I told the girls we're getting to the point to the season where we're starting to see teams twice. And so a lot of adjustments on both sides. You know, we're going to see the winner of Lynn and Blair Oaks, you know, once we take care of business, hopefully versus Fulton. And so we see Blair Oaks again. That's playing a team twice, and that sometimes gets difficult. So we got to be more prepared and be more ready. But I think it's going to be a fun week.
Anybody else on your radar at that tournament besides Blair Oaks, coach?
Yeah, I mean, I think the top five are actually really good. You got, you know, we were lucky enough to receive the one seed, but like I said, it's one thing to receive it. It's another thing to earn it. You know, Hallsville's the two. I think Harrisburg's the three. Blair Oaks, five, and then Lynn's the four. Like I said, I think top five are really, really good. And anybody's night, there can be some upsets. So we just got to prepare. And I think the girls prepare extremely well. I'm really proud of them for that. And I know they know it's a big week, so they're going to come ready to play. And hopefully we're successful.
Thank you, Coach Megan Brinkman, and good luck down the road.
Thank you.